A lot of times we say, well, when we get married, I'm gonna stop that. When you decide to say I do, everything that man has right there in front of you, you decided that that's something you can live with.
Mm-hmm.
And so if his mama was doing the same thing before you got married, and he was doing the same thing before you got married, then how dare you say, we're going to change this
all of a sudden.
And yeah. So even though a marriage is still different than a relationship, but sometimes you get warning signs. Welcome back, podcast community, to another episode of
Love Ain't Magic.
Love ain't magic, but with a little work.
Work and a little
laughter. It could be magical.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Let me just tell you, I am happy to be here. And let me tell you something else. Taking over. I am taking over because this may be the surprise episode, because I have something that I want us to discuss today. And you are going to help me with this.
Okay.
And so I have some questions because your husband has seen a movie. I don't even know the name of the movie. All I know is it has
Mea Culpa.
Good.
Yeah. You've been
with
you've been
Kelly Rowland.
Yeah. He's been waiting on this, you all.
Yes.
He was taking notes. As the
yes,
was
yes,
going.
Yes. Because I need us to talk about some things. And these things are going to be beneficial because they're all related to marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And they are things that people go through. For real. For real.
Well, I mean, the other stuff they go through, too, that we talked about.
That is true. That is true.
It's not a fake.
I'm just talking about that movie. Like, I'm looking at that movie like, okay, it could be better.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
that's a real thing.
It is. So listen, if you hadn't seen the movie, then spoiler alert. So listen to it later.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Is that what they use? It's like spoiler
alert? Yeah. Okay. We need that. Okay. I ain't going to get too deep into it.
Okay.
But I do want to tell you. So I did notice that one of the main issues was in-laws.
Yeah.
Because this lady had some in-laws, a mother-in-law specifically, that was causing her a very difficult time. And this guy is a mama's boy.
It was beyond that.
It was beyond that.
It was all
my
out of order.
First question would be, and this is a curveball for you, have no idea what this would be. What is your thought? What do you think women's thoughts are of mama's boys? I know you didn't see that cousin. Curveball. This is authentic reaction. Because he had a really difficult time saying no.
He did. Okay, so first of all, I have no problem with a man who loves their mother.
Let me say that. My mama.
Because when you truly love your mother, I can see how you're going to treat me.
Okay.
So we can say that.
That makes sense.
Makes sense?
Yes.
Okay, I'll start. So now we're talking about if he cannot say no.
Or if the mother is disrespectful.
Okay.
Because I want to say she was quite disrespectful. And when you see things, sometimes people talk about, like, they have problems with in-laws and they don't get along with them. And usually somewhere in there, somebody was disrespected. And that's having a hard time getting over it. So, yes, if it's a mama's boy, can't say no or can't put them,
like
I
wasn't
put them in their place, but, you know, if things need to be said, tough
boundaries need to be set.
Yes.
Tough conversations need to be had. And I'm kind of wondering just if this is something that was happening before we walked down the aisle.
Okay.
And that's where I'm going to start.
Okay.
Because if it's something to the point to where now that you're married, they're not respecting boundaries, he can't say no, you know, you may want to do something and mom's like, no, or I'm just trying to think of the scenario. It seems as if I spent enough time around you on the dating piece that I would have seen this. And I'm saying that because a lot of times we say, well, when we get married, I'm going to stop that. When you decide to say I do, everything that man has right there in front of you, you decided that that's something you can live with. And so if his mama was doing the same thing before you got married, and he was doing the same thing before you got married, then how dare you say, we're going to change this.
All of a sudden.
All of a sudden. And so even though a marriage is still different than a relationship, but sometimes you get warning signs.
Okay. Okay.
And so there will have to be communication.
Good.
Got to communicate, going back to what we talked about. And you have to have that difficult, you know, conversation. You want to work it out because the last thing you want is to make somebody estranged from their parents.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
and yes. Especially when you start having children, grandparents are a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and they're blessed by their grandkids.
Yes.
And so you want to try to figure it out. But you have to remember the way God put things in order. And once you are married, God is first.
Mm-hmm.
And your wife is next.
Right.
So what about you? We talk about, okay, so I was saying mama boy, you know, like we should have figured
mama's
it out.
Boy.
Mama's boy, we should have figured that out. Got to have a conversation because now I've stepped into the marriage.
Yes.
But I already knew this problem existed, unless I didn't meet mama before we got married.
Right.
Now this, I'm going to have to, yeah.
Well, let's preface this by saying,
okay.
And I want to put some contextualized to this. We both would agree. Like, we blessed with our situation of in-laws.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I have been blessed. You got to have great parents. Mm-hmm. We have a great relationship. Always had from the very beginning. I made a statement during a church service one time about your dad. To this day, me and your dad has, it's been 20-plus years.
Yeah.
We've yet to have a bad conversation or an argument or anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to him multiple times, multiple thousand, you know, been with each other lots of times. So we have great relationships, but that's not every story.
That's not.
And even people that have good parents and they mean well, sometimes we can reach situations where we're at odds with each other.
Right.
Because of for whatever reason, my parents and your parents. And so if you have in-laws and you're in a relationship with in-laws and you have a good relationship, that's great. You want to keep that a good relationship. And if you don't have the best relationship, let's talk about that a little bit today.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, if it's my wife, you are daddy's girl.
Yes, I am.
Full-fledged 100% daddy's girl, right?
Yeah.
I'm with you on one thing. No matter what, the last resort and the last thing is wanting there to be a separation between you and your parents.
No.
That's part of love.
Right.
I love you enough that I want your father to be included. I want that to happen, but I do know that doesn't always happen.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible in Genesis chapter 2 is very familiar where it says that a man should leave his father and mother and cling to his wife. And so ultimately my wife comes before all in my life.
Absolutely.
So I, first of all,
except for God.
Except for God. Come on now.
So
the first thing I want to make sure is find me a woman before we become married. I want to find someone who my family could get along with because family is very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very important to you.
It is.
And so in that beginning dating stage, as you said, so much of our problems are dealt with. We have to make sure we want to find someone who, well, it can be a good relationship and they can have a relationship with your parents, my parents. So here's my first question that you had no idea was coming. This is actually the second one. Do you remember the first time you met my parents? What was that experience like? And
We were dating.
We were young, we were dating.
Yes.
Okay. So what was that experience like? Nervous? Scared?
I mean, I was nervous. I think until I got comfortable, I was always nervous. Making sure, you know, you're like, okay, let me say the right thing, do the right thing. You know, make sure I'm cute. Make sure, you know, don't be showing too much. You know, my mom be like, hey. But I actually think it was, I don't know if your dad was home. I think it may have been just your mom.
Okay.
And so I remember coming over and sitting down. Your sister was there too.
Oh, okay.
She was there too. And so it wasn't a bad experience at all. She just kind of sat there and.
Well, let me tell you about when I met your parents for the first time.
Yeah, you had to meet them.
I had to meet
them.
You was like, listen, if we're going to be dating, you got to meet my parents.
You got to meet my parents.
And we was like, we're right at that 18-year-old age, right in high school, seniors in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, hey, you need to meet my parents. And
right
I was like.
To be honest with you, I wasn't 17 yet.
We've been together a long time.
We have. And so it kind of just kind of talks about where we are now. And I know when we talk about things, when we say we were young.
We were young, mm-hmm. and we know that's not everybody's
story.
That's
not everybody's story. And so for me, before I can even just start going out on dates, mm-hmm. you had to come meet my parents.
Yeah, that can be something we talk about when it comes to our children.
Absolutely.
And someone on here listening may have a child mm-hmm. that's hitting that stage because mm-hmm. we're at that age where we have a freshman in college. Mm-hmm. We have one that's in the eighth grade. So this is kind of where they're at.
Yeah.
But I remember going in. I remember being nervous.
You brought a friend.
I remember I had a friend who fell asleep.
He fell asleep.
That's how long an interrogation was.
It was not an interrogation.
The interrogation. There was one light hanging in the middle of the room. They hit the light. It swerved back and forth like you in a detective office.
You might be
at the police station. And the interrogation lasted, social security number, blood type, credit score.
Whatever.
It was a good experience. Had a great time. It was very difficult.
Well, I knew you were good because you had my mama laughing.
I loved your mama.
Yes.
Yeah.
You had her cracking up.
Your mother was the first one who ever told me in-laws can become outlaws.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my mother in love.
Yep.
And so it was a really good experience. But when I was looking at this particular movie.
Oh, my goodness.
She... And like would purposely say things
yes.
to her that was mean. So that's where I'm trying to get this conversation to. I'm trying to get to some pettiness right now. Like, what do you do?
And he knew it bothered me because I try not to
you
talk back to the TV.
Mm-hmm.
But I talk back to the TV.
Yes, you do.
And every time that mama opened up her mouth, it was like, mm-mm.
The sound effects you got are a mess.
I should have known that this is what this is.
I've been thinking about it ever since. Because in real life, somewhere there's a person and they are dreading going mm-hmm. to that place. So what are some things we can put in place that can help them? And the first thing you said, I think obviously is at the beginning, try to build that foundation of a good relationship between the two. Because sometimes once it goes bad.
Yeah.
It's hard to bring it.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you do that in the beginning, especially or if you're older? Let's say you're in your mid-30s or late 30s, mid-30s, early 30s, but you are meeting that family for the first time.
Let's kind of talk about some of the things we saw in the movie.
Okay.
And why. Okay, so like one.
Okay.
Anytime his wife entered the room, her mom was degrading to her.
Yes.
To the point of where it was another young lady there, and she said, I wish she was my daughter-in-law.
Well, I was trying not to spoil everything.
We got to have some content.
Spoil it. Okay,
and then the other thing, the last thing was...
That was disrespectful.
Oh, my goodness. And then it had her to sit down. You know what? Why don't you sit here by my son? I'm getting mad all over
you
again.
You're getting mad, and it's a movie. It's a movie.
And so set the wife down.
Yes.
By the sister-in-law. Neither time did the husband say anything. And so it let me know that this was, it wasn't something that was new. It had been, it was practiced.
It was practiced.
And then the last thing was they were in marriage counseling. And this is all I'll say. And they had 20 more minutes.
Yeah.
And the phone rang. She said, that's his mama.
He got to go.
And he answered the phone. And it was his mom's birthday. They were going out to eat. But he's in marriage counseling.
Oh, we don't went beyond spoiling that. Had you hot.
It had me hot. It did.
But what? So first of all, let's just say
and
this.
So, yeah.
You have to be able to talk to your parents.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
No matter what age you are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, first of all, if you're 40 years old and you can't talk to your parents, something wrong.
Yeah.
But you have to be able to let them know there is somebody in my life
mm-hmm.
that I deeply care about.
Yeah.
And they're going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be around. Now, if it's the first time you bring, most of the time when people bring and introduce them to the family, they started to invest feelings by this point.
Right.
You don't bring people around your parents just for no reason. You
mm-hmm.
probably invested, unless you're like us and you start really young.
Yeah.
And it's like, but when you get into your 30s and 40s, you have invested emotionally in this person and now you want to let your parents meet them.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing this stuff. But you have got to make sure that you talk to your parents.
Mm-hmm.
About who that person is and certain things like so they know how much that person means to you.
Right.
And that like if we're married, now once you get married and an attack on her, an insult to her
mm-hmm.
is an insult to me. That's something that my parents would never do. It's so foreign
yeah.
to me to think
but
that
it
a
happens.
Parent
I've
would
heard
disrespect
people say that.
Somebody and that's their wife
yeah.
or their husband.
Then their spouse may say, oh, they didn't mean that, or
yes.
he didn't mean that. But do you not see how much it hurt me?
Yes.
And so my expectation is that I expected that you will handle it.
Yes.
And so, you know, your expectation should be that if something goes out of the way or said out of the way or done, that for me with my family, mm-hmm. I'm going, hey, I'm going to handle it.
Right.
You know, because I saw how it affected you. And so we're hoping that when it comes to your parents, that when you tell them you have somebody in your life, I want you to meet them. Mm-hmm. I truly care about them.
Yes.
Definitely want you to give them a chance. I think you'll love, you know, you're
right.
And so for me, I'm going to try my best because one thing is you can run your daughter or your son off
mm-hmm.
and run them into a direction. And if it really was something within that person that they didn't need to be with, well, they found out too late.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, but then you want to respect because they're at an age, and right. we're talking about, you know, at an age to where they have to kind of start making these decisions. You're praying that, okay, I raised them. You know, we talked about what dating looks like, respecting yourself and doing this. And so you're hoping that as they're choosing, you know, we're family oriented. You want somebody, you know, who's family oriented and not always trying to take you away or don't even want to meet your family. Because sometimes some people may say it's the in-laws, but it's actually them.
It's actually them. That's
and,
right.
And they may be the agitator.
And sometimes because some people just choose bad people.
Yeah, they don't have a relationship with their parents.
Yes.
And so they don't really want you having one with yours.
Absolutely.
And sometimes they'll try to gaslight you and make you feel as if. And so you just really have to be mindful who you're bringing also.
And I think that is important to say.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are a product of the relationships that we've seen around
mm-hmm.
us. Yeah. You know, would you have been parents that have been together for decades?
Mm-hmm.
And we have been parents that have been together for decades, right. 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have that, when we came into it, not only did we respect marriage, but we had parents that have seen marriage work, had been in it for so long mm-hmm. that they respected our marriage when we got married. And so it kind of fit in hand. But when you're trying to be married and mm-hmm. you got, you know, maybe your mom or your dad and they haven't had a successful marriage
right.
and they've never seen it, they may have a part of them that may not value that institution
mm-hmm.
as much. I'm not saying that's in every case, but some cases it could be like that.
Right.
And then at the same time, you could have the spouse that you're bringing into the family
mm-hmm.
who did not see that and that was not a value in their own home. So maybe they was used to, you know, a certain way and now you have a value in family and they don't respect your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so respect works both ways.
It does. It truly does.
You know, you have to respect each other's parents
mm-hmm.
and the parents have to make sure they respect you. And we ain't even gotten to siblings, but
oh,
that's
yeah.
to be a part of it too. Like everybody just has to be respectful. And that's just not always the case.
Right.
And when we see it today, it
also comes with spending time with them.
It does.
Not just you and your husband or your boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever. It is spending time with that family so they can truly get a chance to know you.
So not only open communication,
mm-hmm.
but then trying to put some things in place
yeah.
where they can have, like you all can have some activities together.
Mm-hmm.
You can go out every once in
right.
a while together, invite each other
mm-hmm.
over at the homes, have
really
game
to
nights.
Learn each other,
to
then
learn
you start
each other.
To learn too. It may be certain things that conversations that you may need to avoid. And it kind of, when I was, you know, so it may be some things that, okay, I know if I talk about this, they may not agree. It's a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, I'm not even going to bring that
absolutely.
Up. Absolutely. But
and then no matter what happens, we still have to remember that we have to respect them because they play a valuable part to the person that we're with. So we can't be disrespectful, you know. Even, you know, if you're going through the Bible, even that it talks about not rebuking an elder, but it gets into, you know, you speak to him how you would speak to your father,
mm-hmm.
an older man. And you talk to an older woman like you would talk to your mother. And then you talk to the
and
younger women like you would talk to your sibling.
When you see the conversation going a certain way, you may need to just get up and go ahead and excuse yourself.
Sometimes
yeah.
you may have to leave.
Yeah, you may have to leave.
You know, because you don't want to cross that place
mm-hmm.
to say something to somebody's mother or father because some stuff.
And you can let it be known to your spouse. Listen, I left because I love you so much.
Yeah.
And I know how much you love them that I did not want to be disrespectful. But then you have to have that conversation with them and like, if I'm going to come back over here, I'm going to need you to have a conversation with them.
Because I have to be respected.
Because I have to be respected as well.
Absolutely.
And so sometimes it's better just to get up and to walk out. And we can say these things. I mean, I've seen some, heard some horror stories. And yesterday, watching that movie was a horror story. But we do. We just have to kind of establish that.
Absolutely.
That relationship.
I think a lot of times our last episode was about conflict. Mm-hmm. And we have a difficult time as people in general managing conflicts. Mm-hmm. And so got a lot of feedback from that episode last week because people do have conflicts in their marriage, but also people have a difficult time managing conflict with their family. And so there can be a lot of family conflict already going on. Mm-hmm. And now you're bringing in another personality and another individual.
Bringing two families together. And so there's going to be something. And so you just have to learn, how do we resolve this in a respectable manner? And then if, you know, I don't want it to get to the point where I have to stay away, because then that's not good for me. That's not going to be good for my spouse. But it's going to make a difference. It's going to make a difference if your spouse, when your spouse stands up and says, hey, now listen, and have that tough conversation with them. You know, you raised me. I love you. But this is my wife. This is my husband.
Absolutely.
And so, but you just want to make sure you're not part of the the problem, you know.
And we have to get it right because, you know, as a son, I also have the responsibility, and we have responsibility as children, to make sure we're there for our parents as they continue to age. Mm-hmm. So if the relationship is a strain, what happens when the time comes if one of them have to come and stay, or we have to do things to take care of them and different things like that? I'm thinking of simple things in the Bible, like when they came to Peter's house, it said they were at Peter's house, and when they got there, his mother-in-law was sick with a fever. Mm-hmm. She lived there with them, and so Peter was there taking care of his mother-in-law along with his wife. Mm-hmm. She was living with them.
Yeah.
And then I think about all the different scriptures about when it's talking about how we have to be there for our parents.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I looked at some of them. I just made sure Proverbs 23, 1 Timothy 5 and 8, both of these are in there. But it talks about those who do not take care of their parents, especially in Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
It says that you're worse than an infidel.
Right.
So I would never want to not be there for my family when they're in need. But there are people who are in marriages and their spouse feels some kind of way because they want to take care of their parent, or they're trying to bring their parent into the home. When we've had a bad relationship, now mama wants to come here with us and daddy has to come here with us. But for the last 20 years of our marriage, we've been arguing, fussing, and fighting.
Yep.
But I still have a responsibility to care for them. So you can't, if you are a person who really does, we are people of faith, you and I, we have to get our relationships. So the relationship between our spouse and our parents is something we just have to get.
We can't, listen, and I know you're saying we have to, and I know we're gonna be okay, but you may just have some toxic in-laws.
We do.
And I try to always say, before it gets to the point where you're having to cut off that relationship, when we talk about we've tried everything, when we go through, have we communicated, have we talked to our spouse, have we sat down with them, has he, you know, when you think about, have I tried everything, and it's still to the point where I'm leaving upset, I'm leaving crying, it's a constant battle. Then you have children.
Yes.
I'm not doing this right. I'm not doing this right. They're saying I'm not a good mother. You know, I'm not, you know, it's like when it gets to that point, it may be where I just have to separate. I don't want it to get to that point. I don't want anybody, because I'm just going to tell you, believe me, that's probably a huge cause of divorces.
In-laws being outlawed.
Yes, absolutely.
I definitely do.
Absolutely.
And I always use this verse with you, and I've talked to other people about it. It says that as much as possible, live peaceably with everyone mm-hmm. or with all men. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means that there will be some people that is not possible. Mm-hmm. Like I've been kind. Mm-hmm. I've prayed to help. I've mm-hmm. helped them. I've been praying about it. I still get insults. I still get talked about. Mm-hmm. I still get mistreated. And at some point, that is true. You may have to, which I think that's a good way for us to look at this is what happens when you tried everything mm-hmm. and you can't get respect from the in-laws. And at that point, you know, it does come a point where you have to sever that relationship if it gets that drastic. They may never, I can't tell you, that's not your parents. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going over there for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know,
I go, I'm subjected to this. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Mentally, it's exhausting. And especially if your spouse is not standing up for you. So then that's a whole nother conversation.
It is.
So we may need to go talk to somebody.
Absolutely.
Get some type of counseling.
Marriage counseling okay?
Oh, marriage counseling is definitely okay.
So it is okay mm-hmm. for us to say, you know what? We are in a difficult patch of our marriage.
Right.
We need someone mature, spiritually mature, maybe somebody that could be somebody that specializes in it, like an actual marriage counselor, mm-hmm. to help get us through this patch, to fix this issue.
You do. You definitely want to find somebody that's, sometimes it's better to find someone that's not related, that has, like,
neutral,
so that nobody thinks that a person is taking side. But maybe it'll open up the eyes of why our marriage has gotten to this point. Absolutely. You know? And so
you want, hopefully, you want to see these things as we try to kind of, I guess, put a bow on it, how we've been through this so far. Mm-hmm. We want to, at the front end, first of all, find someone that values family.
Right.
Value the same things we do, so that you don't get in a relationship with somebody that's going to be trying to break the fellowship between you and your parents. But at the same time, you also want to make sure that you have, if it takes tough talks with your family, with your parents,
then you have to
have those mm-hmm. talks, because once you jump that broom.
Oh, yeah.
We are.
It's out of a relationship. That's a marriage.
It's a marriage now.
And you are obligated to try to work with that thing. That's a marriage.
You became one flesh.
We became one. We took a vow.
You can't be disrespectful. No.
And then, listen, you just can't hop right out of it.
No.
You know, you do that while you're in a relationship before you take that vow. If it's somewhere, if you need to go and run, you need to go and run. But when you get in that marriage, and I think that's kind of what happens sometimes, is people get in a marriage where if it don't work out mm-hmm. or if it's no.
Yeah.
That shouldn't even be the forefront of your mind.
Absolutely.
And so I truly been blessed when it came to
me too.
To
me
in-laws.
Too.
I don't know if I ever told this little story. I am a daddy's girl, not in a bad way.
Yes, you are a daddy's girl.
Yeah. You know, but I had a good father.
You had a very good
father. Yeah. I still have a good father.
Yeah.
And so he worked at a trucking company. Always really been good with cars. That's mm-hmm. how we got all of our vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
When she checked me real quick.
Yes.
And I appreciate her for it. I was like, oh, I didn't even think of
that. I love that woman. Yes, she did. She told us the rights.
She did tell me right.
Yeah, so, call me.
Before she passed, they were together 43 years and married 34 years.
43 years together.
Yeah. And so I did have parents who would tell me the truth.
That's it right there.
It is.
That's the key.
Yeah. If you get mad, don't talk about you going to go stay over here. No, that's you're right. Not. You're going right on back over
go
there. Go back home.
Yes.
You know, you ain't putting your hand on, you know, stuff like that or whatever.
Absolutely. We ain't talking about abusive relationships and such. We talking about
mm-hmm.
marriage
yep.
that is not pretty at all times. Mm-hmm. And
I got some advice from your mom, Mama T, but I can't tell the secret. I just have to tell the women. I can't put that in a podcast. It worked, too.
Did it? Was there anything in there that had to do with, like, a cheesecake?
No.
Or the brother that could use breakfast? But I do want to encourage people that if you're in one of those relationships, if you're in a marriage mm-hmm. and you're having a difficult time with your in-laws, you know, definitely be open and talk to your spouse right. about it. And hopefully there's a way it can be fixed through communication, mm-hmm. through discussing with each other, having time for each other.
But also that spending time is really important and getting to know your significant other before you all jump the broom, before you get married. Because sometimes you can save yourself so much heartache.
Yes, Lord.
With some of these in-laws, because they were that way before you all even got. It was absolutely a struggle. It was the biggest fight that you all seemed to have before you got married. Yet and still, you still got married.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think
and
I
can. And then you bring kids. It. Yeah. And so you want to definitely take your time to date and get to know.
That's right.
I think that would help it. Now, if you've never met that person's parent, they never talk about them.
Don't have to worry about it.
No, you better ask some questions.
Yes. Say, no. Just ask the right questions. Well, listen, I want to thank you for allowing me to take over. To take over. And yeah, see, don't watch no movie with me. You never know what's going to happen. And so this is an episode about work, but about working to improve the relationship with those that may be closest to your significant others, such as their parents. I definitely want to thank those that have been sharing our podcast. Don't you know we've got our first listeners in Germany and Russia.
Germany and Russia.
Yes.
Okay.
And so, hey, you know any words? I'm going to thank you to those that's in Germany and Russia as well. And so please continue to log on to our podcast. Apple users, man, Apple users really do tune in. So I just want to thank Apple users. If you can go in, it's really easy on Apple. Scroll on down, find it. Leave us those 5 stars because it's the best way for us to get in touch with other people who may need to have some conversation about marriage. If you are a Spotify user, leave us 5 stars. We're on multiple platforms.
Yep.
Thank you for tuning in. And this is the Love Ain't Magic.
Love Ain't Magic.
Podcast.
Yes,
it is. It takes work.
It does.
It does take work.
It's worth it.
It is worth it. I love being married.
I love it.
I love being married. Thank you for doing this podcast. And I have really enjoyed spending time with you.
I've enjoyed it.
It's becoming my favorite time of the week, to be honest.
Oh.
So I enjoy spending time with you. We love you all.
Continue to share.
God bless. Listen.